the moment. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better sit down because they put me in a tight spot today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The group got a plan to catch. Amen. And they can't afford to miss it. Amen.
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 But truly indeed, it was a privilege and a pleasure traveling to Miami this weekend. Amen. Come on, Mission, I Am Possible. Let's give it up to Jesus and I Am World Powerhouse Ministry. We enjoy you all weekend long. All weekend. And truly last night, it was indeed a blessing. The group say, I wish we could eat that tonight. But, amen. You can't do all one time, amen?
Okay.
If they give us the invitation back.
Yes.
Then and only then.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
But I want to salute this woman of God today, amen? My friend, I found her to be truly a friend. Amen, and a confident. Come on, stand to your feet and let's applaud this mighty woman of God. Apostle. Amen. Prophet. I salute you today, my friend. Amen. Seeing that I have the hidden man, I just gotta do everything fast. Amen. So I ain't gonna be long. Because I really can't afford for the group to stay here. Amen? Amen. Could you go with me in the book of Numbers, chapter 12? Truly there is word from the Lord today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
While you're looking, bow with me in prayer. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your people that will hear your word and be doers of your word. Father God, now I present myself to you. Let flesh decrease and may your spirit increase within me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 12. And we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Numbers chapter 12, let us read. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Hallelujah. Now the man, Moses, was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall be he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became a leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was a leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let it not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If a father had put spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was born again. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel like I didn't preach.
Amen.
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 But look at your neighbor and let your neighbor know. Only if you approve, you could say it. Just look at your neighbor and say, approve.
Approve.
I want to use one word for my topic today. Approve. Look at the person on the next hand side of you and say, approve.
Approve.
One word I want you to carry today with you, Apostle Proctor. If there's nothing else you remember. And that is, approve. Listen, there are some people who, I believe, genuinely think they are God's instrument of discipline and correction. These critics make you question yourself and mess with your ideas and motivation. And you get no help to see no hallelujah message. Sometimes if you let them, they will mess with your head, Apostle Proctor. There are times in your life when you really had it. You just get fed up with critics' opinion. See, we have to learn now to relate in the right way towards God's opinion authority. And you get no help in him. It's an important part of spiritual maturity. It's, hallelujah. In fact, listen to me. You cannot walk in the anointing of God, who is the head of all, if you don't know how to respect God's ordained authority. Look at your neighbor and say, approve. When I look at the word approve, and I went and I look it up in the Webster dictionary, and it tells me approve means to accept as satisfactory, to give formal or official sanction, to agree, to concur, or to confirm. How many of you know when God approves you, that settles it, and man cannot question it? Could you remember that today? Look at your neighbor and say, if God approves you,
God approves you,
that settles it.
That settles it.
And man cannot question it. I want you to follow me today.
Yes.
In the book of Numbers, hallelujah, we learn that Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. Because Moses married an Ethiopian woman which was a non-Israelite. I ain't getting no help. And we dealing with a woman who he married.
Yes.
My God from Zion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read the first verse and see what Miriam and Aaron had to say. And it says, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Listen here. People often tend to argue about the minor, hallelujah, disagreements. The real issue never really be talked about.
Yes.
Y'all need to help me up in here.
Yes. Yes.
If you always notice, people always, when they have a gripe with you, they all just will bring up the minor issue. And sometimes you just gotta say, man, I know where you're coming from. Bring up the real issue of what you're trying to talk about. I wish I had somebody following with me. Hallelujah. And the real issue here was that they had a growing jealousy of Moses' position and influence. I ain't gonna get no help up in here. You can find Apostle Proctor. There'll be some people with you, but they ain't all with you. Sometimes, oh God, I ain't getting no help. I hear Creflo Dollar on TV this morning. Watch out for the spirit of envy and jealousy. Not only that, Apostle Proctor, the significant thing about this was that Aaron and Miriam was the brother and the sister of Moses. They let you put the pieces together. Hallelujah. That wasn't really the real problem. Since they could not, Apostle Proctor, find no fault with Moses' leadership, they had to find some fault any other way. Y'all need to hear me up in here. Hallelujah. I often, hallelujah, ask them and tell them, people need to mind their own business and mince their words. Could you say that with me? Mind your own business and mince
right.
I get nobody saying, man, but I can preach anyhow. It was certain that both Aaron and Miriam had received a prophetic spirit, and they did exploit. It's not disputable. We cannot argue that God had placed a prophetic anointing on their life. But what we could argue is that God did not make you the prime minister of.
Come on.
I ain't getting no help up in here.
No.
We come here to celebrate, eh? Yes. Don't let the celebration fire go now.
No.
It's just getting hot.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, as we go a little further, the thing about it, I realize that the love of power is natural to the human mind. But there could be only one leader at a time. When Aaron and Miriam decided to come up against Moses, God made a sudden interference one day to let them know that he was displeased. Look at your neighbor and let your neighbor know. Don't make God make a sudden interference. God spoke to them. And let them know, yes, hallelujah, I need you, a prophet among you. I speak to you in dreams. I speak to you in visions. But listen here, Moses has been faithful to my house. In other words, when you was out there cooking, conniving, and jiving, Moses remained faithful and served me in spirit. Oh, y'all need to hear me. Help me. Spirit and in truth. So watch how you're dealing with him now. He just a little step ahead of you. And God told him, I speak to you in visions. I speak to you in dreams. But me and Moses have a relationship where I speak to him mouth to mouth. Giovanni, I speak to Moses face to face. Y'all need to hear me in here. In other words, hallelujah, he is stumped with an approval from God to be a general in the kingdom. Apostle Proctor, I come to let you know that you have been stumped with approval to be a general in the kingdom of God. I didn't get no help up in here. Glory to God. He was superior to all the other prophets. But the thing I like about it, hallelujah,
back about it. With God, when God came down and he chastised Miriam and Aaron, God didn't even give them a chance to speak. Hallelujah. He didn't even want to hear the reason why. Because see, when you touch the woman or the man of God, God ain't concerned about why you touch the situation. Because he spoke in his word, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I ain't gonna get no praying folks up in here. Look at your neighbor and say, don't get God angry. Say, don't get God angry. It is a dangerous thing when you let God get angry. Because, hallelujah, when he get angry, he began to punish. It's a difference of what's a proctor. You see, I want my pastor to chastise me rather than God to punish me. Oh, I ain't gonna get no help up in here. And Miriam, hallelujah, glory to God. When God looked down, he got angry. And he said, Miriam, you came up against my general. What are you touching? The woman and the man of God. And for this, I gotta punish you. And she became leprous immediately. Some of you wondering why you can't eat. Your family sick. Ah, Jesus, have mercy. Because you need to look back and see if you touch the woman or the man of God. Because when God punishes you, it's a serious punishment. But glory to God. When Aaron look at Miriam, ah, Jesus. Aaron look at Moses and say, Moses, I apologize. Oh, glory to God. He said, Moses, I apologize. I didn't know what I was doing. I humbled myself. But please don't take these sins. Oh, glory to God. I only got a few more minutes left. But Apostle Proctor, I came by to encourage you today. I said to you, woman of God, to watch thou in all things, to endure affliction, to do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Paul told Timothy, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and now it is laid up for me, a crown of righteousness. Ah, God, shall he give unto me, and not unto me, but all those that love his appearance. Apostle Proctor, I came to encourage you today to let you know to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul said, after you've done all you can, you still stand. Apostle Proctor, stand when they talk about you. Stand courageous. Stand victorious. Stand righteous. Stand faithful. Oh, glory to God. Be faithful until death. Because I heard of somewhere to say, oh, glory be to God. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, oh God, he'll understand. Oh, glory to God. He understands the nights you cry. He understands the sleepless nights. He understands when the people come up against you. But stand therefore in the faith that thou hast made you strong. For Paul said that you are more than a conqueror. He said, I am persuaded. Ah, oh, glory to God. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to separate you from the love of God. Paul said, but now, in order for me to press on, I gotta forget those things. You gotta forget those things. Reach out behind and reach forward to those things. Reach out before, woman of God. Press, press, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Press, press, press. No one come to Bible study. Press. Nobody come to prayer meeting. Press. Nobody will worship God. Press. Oh God, born to intimacy. Preach the gospel. Be instant, in season, and out of season. Remove, rebuke with all long suffering. Oh Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Press. Press.
Yes.
General press.
Yes.
God has sanctioned you.
Yes.
God has called you.
Yes.
He told Jeremiah, when you was in your mother's womb, I have ordained you.
Yes.
I have appointed you. I will call you by your name.
Yes.
All glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Apostle Proctor, you gotta preach the word.
Yes.
When they don't hear it,
yes.
preach it.
Yes.
Whether they like it or not,
yes.
you are an apostle. Yes. Everybody ain't gonna like you.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
But take up your cause.
Yes.
Lift up a standard.
Yes.
Oh, glory
yes.
for righteousness. Exalts a nation.
Yes.
But sin is a reproach to any people. You see the people of God like it when you're sinning and you're quaffing and you're joking around. But I say the other day, let the righteousness be your exaltation. Oh glory. I'm out of time, y'all. I'm out of time. But I come to encourage the woman of God today to let her know that she's sanctioned with God's approval to be a general in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Now if you can't take up being the general and you can't take up being stamped with approval, then you'll end up like Miriam or you'll end up like Aaron. Oh glory to God. Jesus, the light of the world. Cherish who you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know one thing about God. Hallelujah. Jesus have mercy. If you don't take care of what he give you, he will just then take it away. Hallelujah. Hear me today. Take care of your pastor. Love your pastor. Treat your pastor with dignity and pride. Don't fly up in your face of your pastor, because when Miriam fly up in the face of Moses, that was time for God interference. That was time for God to step in. So watch out how you're talking to the woman of God. Let your eyes be crossed nicely. Let your T's be crossed nicely, because when God get angry, hallelujah, he tends to punish. He tends to punish. He tends to punish. Oh, glory to God. I am out of time, but not out of words. Hallelujah. Could you stand to your feet? Could you stand to your feet with me today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the woman of God today. Hallelujah. That God will give us strength. Hallelujah. And gird her for another 4 more years.
Yes,
hallelujah. Woman of God, could you come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get aware. Don't get well doing. Because the Bible says you will reap if you faint not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know sometimes it get rough. Sometimes the pain feels so unbearable. They just look like people just don't understand and can't see what you're going through. But I came to let you know that God is going to send you help out of Zion. Hallelujah. Sometimes we tend to, instead of making the burdens lighter on the pastor, we tend to make them heavier. But one thing I realize, when you lighten the load on the pastor, then she begins to hear from God. Then she begins to bring new visions. And then the church grows. Amen? But if you keep putting a burden upon burden upon burden, ministry just wouldn't be a joy anymore. So I encourage you, Jesus, to let the willpower of ministry. Wherever you can help, make the load lighter. Make the load lighter. Play your part. Do what you have to do. Or do what God called you to do.
Amen.
Don't let God have to make a sudden interference.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to pray for us today. That God will grant new visions and revelations, that you will be able to take Jesus to light of the world, powerhouse ministries, and deeper heights and depths. I want everybody to stretch what they have towards the Lord. Hallelujah. Presence of the Lord, but it's time to give. And today we set aside the service to be a blessing to the woman of God. We are not trying to pay her because we can't pay her. So don't get it wrong. Don't get it mixed up. We want to be a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. So if you need an envelope, you could come at this time as we collect. Hallelujah. I know some of you already have envelopes. And we ain't going no lower than $100. I think it's too low. But seeing that this is my voice time. My voice time. To help our appreciation. So next year it'll be 200. Amen?
Amen.
We starting off at $100. Glory to God. And mission I am possible. I ain't gonna do nothing. I ain't gonna ask the group to do. It's sold $100 in Apostle Practice Life. Everybody that could bring me $100 is sold into your pastor life. Come. $100. When you sow in the life of a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. $100. Everybody. Let's be a blessing to the woman of God. Hallelujah. If you want to see God move in your life and in your family life, sow. And if you're looking for a place to sow, sow into a man or a woman of God life and watch God. Watch him. Anybody else that could sow $50. And the people from Jesus, the Light of the World, Powerhouse Ministry, the members who are not here today, let them know. Let the chairman of this anniversary committee. What's your name? Roshanda. Members that are not here, let them know. That seeing that they miss the pastor's anniversary, they still could bring her the seed of $100 and sow it into her life. Okay? I'm putting that job on you today. Anybody else that sold $50, come. $25. If you sold $25, come. $25. Anybody else for $25? I work in the area of financial services, so I don't even have, I know how much this is. Not much, just I can count money and I please. Amen. I want everybody to dig a little bit deep for we want to be a blessing. And pull out a $10 note. They come and bring and drop in the basket. Everybody that can, pull out the $10 and come. But if you're visiting and you have an offering, come. You can bring your offering. If you're visiting and you have an offering, come. Everybody that can follow the extra $10. Everybody move that time. So if you could put out a $5, I want you to put that orange button in the bucket. You can put another extra pan. Cara, I'll throw that one to you, okay? I know I owe you one. Those of you who was unable to give the fire, put on the extra. Who was unable to give the 10, pull out the fire. Pull out the fire. They come in Nashville and get in Miami and get dead broke. That's why I can't afford to be mystery flight. No. Don't pray for me. He's still at work. Come, you can't throw nothing in God's offering, God. Don't pray for me. This is my son. And I'm still working on him, you know. So excuse him. Okay? Amen. Better treasure. Amen, sister. God bless you. Come on, Lord, put it in a big envelope. Let me know how much it is. Amen. Glory to God. Running out of time, we have some members that want to do presentation. Amen. If you want to make a presentation to your pastor at this time, you can come. If there's a love gift or something you have bought personally or from your family, you can come at this time to make your presentation. Come on, clap your hand. They're coming.
Hello, church. This is from all the members of Jesus the Light of the World Powerhouse International Ministry. This is a plaque dedicated to our wonderful Apostle Karen Proctor. And it reads, presented with great appreciation to Apostle Karen Proctor. Thank you for being the Apostle of Jesus, Light of the World, Powerhouse International Ministries. We are proud to work together with you hand in hand in your effort to promote peace and unity among parishioners. Once again, you have proven to be a true shepherd. May the Lord give you always the needed strength in making the right decisions for his people. And let us be wary and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:9, October 27th. And thank you for being a great apostle to all the members. Without her prayers, a lot of things could have happened to us, because she prayed for us continuously throughout the year. And you know, she tear down strongholds. We always come to her for prayers. With any little thing, big thing, small thing. So, as a church, we should just be glad to have an apostle that we can, that we don't. It's a good thing you don't have a lot of members sometimes, because she has time to pray for us more than one time. Instead of praying for other people, we get prayers all the time. So we should be appreciative of her, because she does a good job in this house. And you know what? This, we moved from the other building to this building. This is the middle of the tunnel. We haven't reached the light that's at the end of the tunnel. So this just is the new beginning, and we're going to see more great things. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give it up for Jesus, the light of our power. Anybody else with any presentations and gifts? Okay, let me take you out.
There's one more. There's one more.
To our auntie and our apostle, we just thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for changing our lives. Thank you for making us stronger people. And thank you for just working with us and making us open our Bibles and making us know that prayer does change things. So this is the gift from me and Courtney.
I just love Courtney. She's so helpful and so giving. Amen. This is how we can do it, amen? So, next year it's supposed to be even better. Amen? So you have a lot of time to prepare. October next year, you could then save $200 if you was putting $1 a day aside, because it's 365 days in a year. So it shouldn't be no reason why nobody can bring $200 to the pastor's anniversary next year, and even going in the store and buying a nice perfume or cologne perfume basket. We should all be coming. Amen?
Amen.
And guess what? When you bless the prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. I'm waiting on the financial gifts treasure. Amen. While we're waiting on the financial gifts, amen. My mission, I am possible, want to bid apostle farewell and goodbye. Is they're leaving it tonight. Actually, straight from the service, going to board the flight. I just need a little break. So I'll still be in Miami, laying down resting. Amen. Trust me when I tell you that I need a break and I can't rest home. Amen? So they want to bid them farewell. Come, Missionary Impossible. Come up for support them. From Proctor, I mean, it's been such an honor and a privilege to have met such a fine woman of God. And this, I know for me, it's been my first time, and I've indeed been blessed. And I'm quite sure whenever Nadia gives us the invitation to come, I'm going to be one of the first to pay for my ticket, because I want to come and just meet you again and meet your people. And we just want you to know that this is a song we just decided that we wanted to do this today in the hotel when we was laying down this afternoon.
May his peace be with you till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet
now. What you say, but mission, I am possible. With true servant mission, I am possible. Amen. God is truly doing a new thing and a good thing in the life of our mission. And trust me, we just only started in August, and people see us and how we are joined and linked as a family. And they be like, you must have been together all your life. But it was only just a short moment when the Lord spoke to me and I just pulled it together. But keep praying for us that we will go forward and do exploits in the kingdom of God. I'm still talking, for the magic. Treasure. Amen. You see, Pastor Sindra just walked in. Come on, Pastor Sindra. Come, bring greetings. Amen. Come with this woman greetings on this big special day. Come on, give it up for Pastor Sindra. The pastor of the Chain Breakers Deliverance International Ministry. Come on now.
Amen. Say amen. Amen. I'm sorry I'm late. We just got out of church and I had to be the driver today. Couldn't find my right shoes. But anyway, I made it in my mind I was going to be here. Amen. I just want to sing a song. Amen. I love to express myself in song. Amen. Because Apostle Proctor being doing God's work in ministry for 4 years. I'm going on to my second year. And I said, God, 11 years. Four ahead, 11 years in ministry. I said, God, thank you for allowing me to make it 1 year in Chain Breakers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because.
Come on.
Amen. We can be loved. Because you know it's not easy. Amen. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way. New height you gave. Every day still praying as you. God plant your feet on higher ground. You're going higher. Lord, lift you up and let you stand by faith on heaven. Stay. A high place that you shall find. Lord, plant your feet on high ground. Lord, lift you up. I wish I had a church. And let me stand by faith on heaven. Oh, a higher place. Come on, Bahamas. That I have found, our Lord Jesus, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Oh, by faith on heaven. Oh, stable land, a higher place that you shall find. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. For the last time, Lord, lift me up. I left the stand.
God made all heaven, save the land, a higher place that I have found. Oh, than the feet on high on the ground.
Come on, shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
Say yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're going to catch a flight, but oh, Jesus, I feel it. I feel a flight right here. Say yes. She come out with God. It's him or she come out with God. Yes, I'm going to bless you. Oh. Oh. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, God, I bless you. I bless your name, sir. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. We're going to celebrate God, amen, with Pastor Proctor, Apostle Proctor. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When our feet strike Jerusalem City, it shall be worth it all. God bless you. Pastor Proctor, be encouraged. Keep on going higher. Hallelujah. Amen. For you are in a place where God is going to take you to the, I mean, where you've never been before. Amen. Lewis, keep pulling my leg. But Lewis, you got to pull the whole coat. I love you. And our prayer is that God continue to bless you. And I'm here anytime you need me. Amen. God bless you all.
I left the whole Baptist preaching, y'all. I don't even know that pain. See, you know that pain. Anytime you started in the Baptist pulpit, and they made them, you feel that pain, that made time to sit down. But to God be the glory for Pastor Cinderella.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come, Apostle Proctor. That's what I'm saying. This to you, baby. You can't have faith in it. We just have to say we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand and go home. It's so sad to say that all of this nice time that we have this weekend has to come to an end. I think it was Peter that said, Lord, let's build three tabernacles. Three. I know I get me though. Right here. Build it right here. I ain't gonna go nowhere, but anyhow, let's be dismissed. Father, I thank you today for what eyes are seeing and ears have heard, and by every spirit of backlash and retaliation. And Father, today I decree and declare a blessing upon this house, Jesus, the Light of the World, Power Hunks Ministries, that they will do exploits in the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will go forth in the joy of their salvation and possess the land that you have given them. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, I present all this against that day to him, the glory, dominion, and power, both now, hence, and forevermore. And let the believers say, you know, grab someone, hug somebody, and let them know that you love them. You are royalty, so I found you king of kings, your majesty, your majesty, your majesty. I worship you in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. I lift my hands to you.